Again, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us. The format will be as Angelia outlined it there. Commissioner Scott will have some remarks and introduce some representatives from Colorado, and then we will throw it open for questions to the media. So I'd like to bring on Commissioner Larry Scott of the PAC 10.
Okay, thank you. Round two. I appreciate everyone's patience and flexibility in coming back on this call. This is a very exciting day for the PAC 10, and on behalf of our membership, and particularly our board of directors, our presidents and chancellors, just thrilled to be welcoming the University of Colorado with such a proud academic and athletic tradition to this conference. PAC 10's got a very bright future, and Colorado is a tremendous fit academically as well as athletically. Without further ado, I want to turn it over to Chancellor Phil DeStefano from the University of Colorado.
Thank you, Larry, and I just want to say that on behalf of the University of Colorado Boulder, our students, our faculty, our alumni, and our fans, we are proud to accept this invitation from the PAC-10 and join the most prestigious academic and athletic conference in the nation. I also want to say that I'm very proud of our previous association with the Big 12, and the Big 12, it certainly engendered some great rivalries and fantastic athletic competitions across a number of sports, but we are just very privileged to be with the PAC-10 in both academic and athletics.
And now, President Benson.
Yeah, thank you, Larry. I would just like to express on behalf of many, many of the citizens of the state of Colorado that have now heard about this in the last 4 hours and the calls that we've been getting from the press and people like the governor. We're all extremely excited to be joining this conference. We look at it as a real class conference. And, you know, you're judged by who you associate with, and we want to be associated with the PAC-10 because it's such a great conference. Now, saying nothing against the Big 12, you know, some of us have strong loyalties to the Big 12 just from ancient time. We're going to school here when it was the Big 8 and then on with the Big 12. But we know that it's time for the change, and we know that this is the exact perfect place for us to go. And just yesterday, the governor signed into law a legislation that allows us now to attract more international students at the University of Colorado Boulder, and I think it is critical that we continue to do that. And if you look at the numbers that you have in the Big 12, this is exactly the direction we're going. I would like to just point out one little quick thing, and that's that, you know, I'm the president of a four-campus system here, and Phil DeStefano runs the Boulder campus, 30,000 students, and so it's really his campus, but I'm over all of these pieces. And, you know, we have chancellors and presidents upside down in many places, and I just wanted to clarify to citizens how we operate in Colorado. So thank you very much, and it's a wonderful opportunity for us. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much. Angela, we'll begin the question and answer period for both the commissioner and the Colorado representatives.
Our first question is from the line of Dennis Dodd from CBSSports.com.
Hi, is Larry there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, hi, Larry. This thing is so fluid, I've got to ask you right off the top, could you comment on a report that Oklahoma State has joined the league as well?
Well, that would be news to me. So, no, I can say that that's not accurate.
Okay. All right, moving on.
Our next question is from the line of John Henderson from the Denver Post.
Yeah, Larry, why Colorado first? Why was there was so much talk about possible mass expansion? Why did you choose Colorado first to extend the first invitation?
Well, we've been looking at Colorado for quite some time, have felt that we've been through a pretty exhaustive and deliberate process, and it was clear to us that in any scenario we were going to consider for expansion, Colorado was a great fit. I think, as I said, coming out of our board meeting last weekend, there are several different scenarios that could pan out, but in every single one of those scenarios, Colorado made sense for us, so there was no reason to wait any further. And looking forward to being with you, John, and your colleagues tomorrow in Boulder.
Okay. Can I have a quick follow-up? If you've added Colorado, but if the rest of this, if the Texas schools, mainly Texas A&M, don't come to the PAC-10, how much have you actually gained?
Well, we, under any circumstances, we are thrilled to have the University of Colorado be part of our conference. There are still several different scenarios that could play out here, and it would really be premature to comment on those hypotheticals.
Okay.
Our next question is from the line of Kirk Bowles from the Austin American Statesman.
Yes, Larry. I was curious if you have any assurances that the other five, if that many Big 12 schools, will be joining you with the Pac-10.
No assurances. No invitations have been issued. There are still, several different scenarios that we may or may not pursue, and that's really all I can say about it at the moment.
Can you say if there's a timetable, Larry?
No, there's no defined timetable.
But can you at least say that you will not stop at just the 11th school?
I can't say that, no.
Can you say your goal, though?
No, I can say I'm authorized to pursue several different scenarios, and what direction it goes in from this point, I can't say because I don't know.
Can you at least say, Larry, that you have visited with representatives from Texas A&M and Texas Tech?
I won't comment on any individual school or scenario.
Okay. And one last question. I was curious from the Colorado officials if they could address the topic of a buyout penalty to the Big 12, how much it would be and when it would be paid.
Well, we don't know what the penalty would be or if there would be a penalty at this point. And if we did have a penalty, we will be working something out with the Pac-10 to help finance that penalty and then pay it back out of revenues that we've received from additional media.
And could you possibly just forego distribution of future revenue from the Big 12 for the life of the Big 12? Just forego those revenues?
That's something that we really haven't discussed yet, either with the Big 12, obviously, and we still have some details to work out with the Pac-10.
And how about when this may take place, when Colorado would join the Pac-10?
I can take that. This is Larry. The intention is that it would start in 2012.
For all sports at the same time?
Correct.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Our next question is from the line of Kyle Ringo from the Bowler Daily Camera.
Good afternoon, guys. Larry, I was curious if you asked or inquired with Colorado at all about having the school add any sports, maybe such as baseball?
There is no requirement that they add any sports, but we have had a discussion about the profile of sports that are sponsored, which is very compatible, and we have had discussions about baseball and softball, but there's no condition or requirement as part of this agreement.
You kind of answered a lot of the preceding questions there with no's and whatnot. What sort of ideas can you give as to how you intend to proceed from this point?
Well, we are. I can't be much more specific than what I said. We're evaluating different options and having various conversations and waiting to see what might develop nationally before we decide what we might do next.
Okay. And then, Phil, I was wondering if you could just comment on, you've already been asked this a little bit, but the athletic department obviously won't be asked to absorb the entire cost of this move. Is that correct?
Well, we haven't worked out the financial plan yet. What we have to see is what is the penalty from the Big 12, how can we work with the Pac-10 to look at some maybe upfront financing. There are details that to be worked out, Kyle, that we just haven't worked out yet.
What do you think about the possibility that there won't be a Big 12 to pay anything to?
Well, I don't think we can comment on that until we see what happens in the next few days.
Thank you.
Our next question is from the line of Ted Miller with ESPN.com.
Gentlemen, when was the first moment when any type of contact began?
Well, maybe I can answer this, Larry. There have been some informal discussions, but the first formal contact was on Wednesday. Tuesday, excuse me, after the Regents meeting where we sat down and talked and the Pac-10 issued a formal invitation at that stage.
And Larry, what is your feeling about the Denver market? I mean, folks say it's a pro sports town. Do you buy that, or is Colorado bringing the Denver market to the Pac-10 and its potential media deal?
Well, people have said that about some Pac-10 cities like Los Angeles and San Francisco. So I guess you'd say it's quite compatible if that's the case.
Next, please, operator.
Our next question is from the line of Brittany Anas from the Boulder Daily Camera.
Yeah, Chancellor DeStefano, I was just hoping you could tell me what the academic implications are for a switch in the athletic league.
Well, from the standpoint, Brittany, that our faculty, for the most part, when they do joint research projects, they've been doing many of those projects with faculty members from the Pac-10. We work very closely with the faculty at Stanford and at Berkeley, certainly at the University of Washington, at Arizona and Arizona State, Oregon. So our faculty, I believe, will be very positive or feel very positive about this new partnership with the Pac-10, since our faculty do many joint research projects, collaborative projects with faculty in the Pac-10.
And like the Big 12, there were some fellowships and whatnot. Will there be any with the Pac-10?
We haven't talked about that yet. That was something that was started in the Big 12 to have faculty exchanges. Those might occur in the Pac-10. I don't know that, but it's something that I would certainly talk to the chancellors and presidents.
Thank you.
Our next question is from the line of Bud Withers with the Seattle Times.
Larry, is there any possibility, if everything fell through, is there any possibility of having the Pac-10 as an 11-team conference?
I'd say that is a possibility, and anything's possible. As I think I'd mentioned previously, you know, that I received authority from our presidents and chancellors to explore several different options that would be acceptable to everyone, and this is one.
And also, with all the possible contingencies going on of becoming even a much bigger conference, how much do you see scheduling as a challenge? You know, not only with perhaps a bunch more teams, but a lot of geography to worry about.
I guess what I'd say is this: without commenting on a specific scenario, we have looked very carefully at sports schedules on a sport-by-sport basis, very much with the welfare of our student-athletes in mind, very much with a focus on you know, missed class time. And we are determined in whatever scenario we wind up with, through the use of divisions and creative scheduling, to make sure that any of these expansion scenarios, including the most extreme that you've heard of, do not result in significantly greater travel distances nor more missed class time. That is a very important priority for our presidents and chancellors. I know those are values shared by our University of Colorado partners, and I'm confident that in any of the scenarios we're contemplating.
Our next question is from the line of Bruce Pasco with the Arizona Daily Star.
Hi, Larry. I was wondering, you said you have not extended any other invitations, and is it the case you're waiting for Nebraska or in general what the Big Ten is doing?
Yeah, I'm not going to comment on any specifics or what would trigger invitations.
Okay, and one other question. If you could elaborate a little on what you said, there's a lot of discussion here in Arizona that Arizona and ASU might be paired with the schools out in the Big 12. If you also got some other ones, and how would that work? And could you give me an example of the creative scheduling you're talking about? I mean, is it possible two teams that are really far away might not play at all, or what kind of things are you talking about?
Unfortunately, at this stage, I can't go.
Would it at least for football? Then, are you envisioning either two 16 divisions or two 8 teams? Is that kind of at least a thought at this point?
We are looking at division scenarios if we, you know, go to a bigger conference footprint, which would ensure that the travel distances across all our sports were not greater and there wouldn't be more missed class time.
And could the divisions even differ between sports, or would they be the same?
I don't think I want to give a blanket answer because, you know, if you look at the Pac-10, schools are known for a really broad-based commitment to sports. And even today, we've got certain sports that are in the Mountain Pacific Sports Federation when you kind of get down to some sports where we've only got two or three. So, I think undoubtedly we'd have certain sports. So it would be a sport-by-sport scenario.
Okay. Thank you.
Our next question is from the line of Scott Reed from Orange County.
I have two questions. One is for the president of Colorado. Talk about the sense of urgency of needing to do this now or maybe getting left behind when the dust settles. And two, Larry, could you comment on whether the Pac-10 will strip USC of their the football titles in 2004 or 2005, considering what happened today?
You want mine first?
Sure.
Yeah. I think that this is something that, you know, has been rumored around for a long time, and we felt for a long time that joining the Pac-10 was very much in the interest of the University of Colorado and all of Colorado. And so I don't think this accelerated us too much. It's just, you know, we get an offer, well, let's sit down and talk about it and then make a decision. I'm a businessman. I just say you don't tarry, you know, get out there and make your decisions and get going. So I think that's what drove us more than anything else, and our desire really to be in this conference.
Thank you.
Our next question.
Larry, on the Pac-10, on the USC situation.
Sorry, regarding your USC question, we're currently reviewing the decision and the materials, and we will be issuing a statement later today.
Thanks.
Our next question is from the line of Jeff Ferrado from the Oakland Tribune.
Hi, Larry. Perhaps this has been asked in a different way, but if those other things fall into place or happen in the next day or two, would you expect that you will move similarly quickly here as you did this week with Colorado? Do you expect that we could see some more dramatic movement from you in the next 3-4 days or a week or so?
I can't predict what kind of timing we might see here.
Open. Our next question is from the line of Josh Barr from the Washington Post.
Larry, I'm just wondering, going into this thing, when you got the authorization to kind of move forward, did you foresee something happening this quickly and also just the potential for so many dramatic changes to happen?
Well, to a degree, yes, because I think when we met, I believe that there was a deadline that had been issued by the Big 12 to their members to sort of declare intention. So it was pretty clear at that stage that there was going to be a flurry of activity around this topic.
What do you think is the driving force for now? Is it when one school might make the leap, does everybody else have to think and kind of respond to it?
Well, I think it's a complicated set of issues. I don't know that there's one trigger, but it seems like for some time, since December probably when the Big Ten announced their intentions to expand and suggestions were out there could be as much as 16. This has been a real hot topic nationally amongst a lot of conferences, and I think individual schools about their destiny really for several months now.
Thank you.
Our next question is from the line of Jimmy Birch with the Fort Worth Star Telegram.
Larry, you talk about the Pac-10 could stop at 11. Financially speaking, what is the difference here between stopping at 11 and perhaps going all the way to 16? Can you bring as much money to the table in future TV talks if you go to the higher number? Are you convinced of that?
Well, what I'd say is the financial considerations have been an important part of a much broader consideration set. And we recently hired, within the last couple of months, media advisor, very experienced in this area, Creative Artists Agency, their largest entertainment agency in the world based out of Los Angeles, and one of their divisions is media advisory. And they were hired for the express purpose of helping us analyze the market, doing some modeling against certain scenarios. And that was an important piece of information along with other considerations that were reviewed by our presidents and chancellors, and that factored in to the authorization that I was given to pursue different scenarios. So I think we've got a good sense that anything we might do and any offers we might make is grounded in sound financial analysis and will result than they would be otherwise.
Thank you.
Our next question is from the line of Don Ruiz from the Tacoma News Tribune.
Yes, for Larry, how would you characterize your present relationship or the Pac-10's present relationship with officials from the Big 12? Will there be any implications, say, for the Big 12 Pac-10 hardwood series? And are you concerned at all that the Pac-10 that was used to kill the Big 12?
Okay. Well, there's a few different questions in there. In general, in terms of our president's chances, they've been very engaged in this process for some time, and are clearly overseeing the process and have authorized the different directions that we've taken. I can't really comment on the individual relationships. It'd be probably inappropriate for me to comment. My sense is very strong relationships. They are very collegial relationships amongst presidents between our two conferences. In terms of the hardwood series, I think we're contracted to go another couple of years or planning to go another couple of years. Obviously, if that gets a fresh look, we'll look at it, but we certainly intend to continue with a hardwood series with the Big 12.
And if I could follow to either of the representatives from Colorado, are you guys kind of settling in for what could be a very uncomfortable year or two in the Big 12?
Well, I think that in talking to Dan Beebe, our athletic director, talked to Dan this morning, and I've talked to a couple of the presidents and chancellors, and we've had a really long-standing relationship, and I think that we can work well together the next 2 years. And
thank you.
Our next question is from the line of John Gold with the Los Angeles Daily News.
Hi, Larry. You were charged when you were hired with the Pac-10 commissioner's job to explore new revenue streams, and at some point, I'm sure there was talk early in your tenure about expansion. Did you expect it to happen so quickly in your tenure with the Pac-10?
First let me say our presidents and chancellors really have a bold vision for what the Pac-10 can be going forward, and I think it's based on that they asked me to join as someone from outside intercollegiate athletics with deep experience in professional sports and media and marketing matters, as well as someone that's got a lot of experience dealing with the welfare of athletes, as I was overseeing a players association in men's and women's tennis, in addition to being responsible for some of the commercial areas. So the vision ultimately for being proactive, being innovative in how we're thinking about the future and being a leader in terms of the national landscape of collegiate sports going forward stems from the vision of our presidents and chancellors. The way I've interpreted that and carried that out in terms of developing specific plans has very much been tied to our contractual relationships and the fact that in 2011 we will start negotiations for our future media contracts. And lately, those media contracts have tended to be for very long periods of time, 20 years, 15 years, 12 years in the case of the Big Ten, SEC, and ACC respectively. So I realize this upcoming media negotiation is of paramount importance in terms of the resources our schools will have available and in terms of the competitive landscape as between conferences going forward. So it is within that context that we thought about looking at expansion seriously. We were on a timetable of concluding that deliberation by the end of this year, so that we would be done before our negotiations started. But as has been previously mentioned, we're authorized to act quicker if there were scenarios that developed, so that we could be nimble, could be flexible, and were prepared based on what our membership thought would be acceptable to move earlier, and that's what's happened here.
Thanks, Larry.
Our next question is from the line of Peter Davis with the Oklahoma Daily.
Since you've already answered several of our questions earlier, we're curious, as you consider more Eastern expansion, how will you guys rebrand the Pac-10 name, seeing you will have more than 10 teams? Will you switch that to a Pac-East, Pac-West division, or move into some other sort of name or brand change with that, Larry?
Well, we've only given some initial thought to that question. Don't want to get the cart before the horse. From my perspective, the name of the conference, the brand, what it stands for, ought to reflect the membership. So until our deliberations are concluded about what is the constitution of our membership, we won't go about the process of thinking about the logo or the name.
Thanks, sir.
With the Des Moines Register.
Larry, good afternoon. I'm sorry, first off, because I think you may have already kind of addressed this in general, and this is provincial, first off, I guess. And that is, had you had any discussion or interest with some of the other Big 12 members to the east, such as, for example, Iowa State or Kansas?
Mm-hmm. We've been through a thorough analysis of our options going forward, but we've actually had very few conversations.
I had a question for the president of Colorado, if I could.
Okay,
please.
And one more question. After this.
Had you had a conversation with President Jeffrey at Ames about your departure, and how do you feel for some of the schools in the Big 12 who have been rumored to, such as Iowa State and Kansas, to have been, quote-unquote, left behind in these various scenarios?
Well, we've had no conversations, or at least I've not had any, with any of the presidents. Phil may have, at the PAC Big 12 meeting. I think that we just, conferences change pretty regularly, and, we don't like leaving people behind. But I also have a high regard and high respect for the schools that are in the Big 12. I think it's a wonderful bunch of schools. I just think this is a better fit for us, and so I wish the people in the Big 12.
Thank you.
All right, Angelia, one final questioner, please.
Our next question is from the line of Neil Wallach from the Boulder Daily Camera.
This is for Commissioner Scott. Do you see the conference realignment as it's starting to happen as being the first step toward a, quote, super conference setup where there would be a playoff once this BCS contract runs out?
That analysis hasn't factored into our decision-making in any way, so I sometimes I'm having trouble predicting what will happen tomorrow. I can't predict the future beyond that.
Do you anticipate having a championship football game in 2012?
I think that will be determined after this expansion-related process is. So be premature to say for sure. Certainly under certain scenarios, we would.